因为我家在修理和有做一点装修，so before New Year，it was started before New Year，so 就他一直做到after New Year，其实，so 我的身体就感觉就很累跟很痛，you know，like
一定一
like
定
overwork。Okay,
是
so 我也没有做我的meditation for quite some time 啦，I think it's
yes
2 weeks plus 啦哦。有一天的早上，当我起来的时候，我就不知不觉地坐在我的 meditation cushion 上面，然后我就 meditate。Then after 我 meditate for a while 啦，我所有的body 的 sensation 没有掉，就是没有任何的 any 什么都没有，就是只是
你
一
感
个
觉不
awareness
到了，
啊，对，就是一个 awareness 这样子。然后就过了一阵子，我感觉到我盘的腿很轻松，就好像感觉来，怎样讲？就好像观世音菩萨，阿弥，我家有一个观世音菩萨，他盘腿那个感觉就是一模一样，所以感觉得很轻松。
是的，
After that，等我慢慢出来的时候，就我的那个 body 的 sensation 慢慢回来，
是的，
就慢慢的回来。就那个痛就 still exist 啊，但是 back to 这个
Correct, it will happen.
so 这个给我的感觉就是从一个来讲讲，就是我的 understanding 是 like 那个是一个怎样讲，就是。就是 like actually，如果我们没有 perception，本来无一物，就是本来什么都没有，只是 so after that，我听 Bradio 的分享说，Who are you? What are you? 好像我开始明白，
That is
这
the
个
most important
对，就
inquiry.
是
But after the meditation, 你才去
当我出
reflect.
来，我打出来的时候，我讲诶。原来就是本来无一物的我，本来就是什么都没有说，只是这个，因为这个 form and mind 的什么的五蕴的操作，而把 condition into this out like no bodily sensation we call it pain or whatever it is。So 之后很多的时候，我就觉得诶。其实真的是本来无一物的哦，就是这样子。
Very
Then，
good.
然后，
Okay. Don't worry. Before you continue, I have to explain this a bit because there is condition for people to understand. So rejoice with a good meditative experience that Alicia gone through. It leads to another condition for me to explain what this thing is. So just now, what Alicia went through is a type of meditative transformation, or what they call in Mandarin, 一个境界 where she go through. That's why she will have that understanding. But she actually contemplate, reflect, then she like develop the message or the understanding from Hui Ning's poem. So that one also not bad, very good. But what is more important is it will allow her to understand what that nature is. So when you meditate for her case, because she was so tired for the whole of the Chinese New Year together with the house renovation, she is so tired until she don't have the luxury of time to even do her religious routine. But she already know how to meditate, know how to silent. So for meditator or cultivator like her, she can settle down into samadhi very fast. then when the samadhi or the sati become very stable, very still, then when the thought all gone, then this true mind will surface. The true mind, which is the nature, the awareness nature, is beyond the aggregate of mind. You understand? Beyond the aggregate of mind means the aggregate of mind of feeling is not there. Perception is not there. Sankara activity is all not there. Even the pure awareness maybe is still there, but not prominent. Not prominent. So it went into that continuous mindfulness. That's sati. When sati is continuous, because last night I did it before, I was doing the long podium movement. Then there was a itchiness at the forehead there, I remember. When I become continuous in my mindfulness, it's like a layer of pure energy cut off that sensation. That feeling aggregate gone. Then I want to understand. I slow down the mindfulness. Then I realize it come back. Then I stabilize it again. Then it's gone. That's why I can understand what Alicia went through, and I also went through before. Because you will reach that relaxed state of sati that is so stable that your whole mind transforms. Then you can feel many things actually at that time. But when the feeling aggregate also gone, that mind has transformed. That's why that transformation of consciousness or qingjie from the mundane mind, it has went in to the true mind, the true nature. And the true nature without feeling, that's why she cannot feel any sensation. She cannot feel any of the mind's aggregate. So it's like you are so relaxed, so still, at ease. And that nature inside there is by itself. When you go through that, then you will know who are you, what are you. The mundane mind that is dependent, originating, come and go, that one is one aspect of your karmic nature. Means karmically conditioned form and mind for you to come to this existential world. So this is the five aggregate of form and mind. The other one that is beyond the five aggregate, that's why there is another nature within, which you can never experience unless you can meditate until you can silence everything and develop the awareness within, stability of it, until that true mind, that true nature surface. Yeah. Then initially it's like you are in the formless realm. The form, everything is gone, where there is no perception. That's why they reach those states of neither perception or non-perception. Those are still mind state, the 31 plane 9. But this one, it went in, is that true nature. But that mundane mind hasn't completely ceased. It's still there, very near. That's why later on when she come out on the meditation, then slowly, slowly the feeling come back, the sensation come back, and she become like the consciousness inside the physical body again. That's how it happened. But her way of contemplation also very good. It makes use of Hui Ning's poem, Ben Lai Wu Yu. He know originally that nature is without anything, empty. That's why she will start to understand how the mundane mind come to be, how it come back when it come out of it, how the consciousness come back and become like part of the form and mind again. Then when that thing happened, that mind that is trapped inside the physical body together animate into a human being again. And that one is Alicia Chung. Yeah. So that one is the vehicle and the tool where you come, karmically conditioned. That one can think. That one can manifest feeling, emotion, and all those things, can become conscious of things and all those things, can come out with a lot of story and all those things. So that one is the mundane mind, the creative part. So this part, you reflect on it and contemplate. For Alicia's case, she can understand all this very easily. So that in future, you will know this much clearer. So that you can later on teach people, explain to people what actually happened. That's why, who are you, what are you, which she reflected on, is very good. Yeah, when you are in that state, without thought, who are you, remember the inquiry? That is the koan that I want you all to use. When you can experience all this, so that you know, this state is beyond the aggregates of mind, but it's not cessation. It's not Nibbana. When Nibbana arrives, the pure awareness also gone. The whole mind ceases. Then it went into the unconditioned. This one is still, that true mind is still there. But it's a very beautiful state. You will understand that that one doesn't belong to the conditioned world. That is the true nature inside, the unconditioned. That's why that one, no word, nothing. But like wu yi wu, her to resonate. Originally, it's empty. Where can the dust align? There is no word, nothing to create duality, the dust, and all those things. So this part is more important. So Alicia, salute to you. Huh? So 这个是给你了解。 Then later on, 你自己也能够了解的，比如 after many months or many years later, you yourself will understand what. Because when this thing starts to stabilize, and your understanding of the meditative transformation, you will evolve yourself and develop it. But because you had a good condition, so my nature can share this with you first, so that it saves you time to understand all this on your own. Otherwise, it may take another few years before you can come to the understanding that I'm trying to explain to you. That's why I used to tell Kayamita, there are a lot of things that happen that is completely beyond the book. Not described before, not explained before. Very few people can reach this stage of cultivation, this level of transformation. Even to have a glimpse of that true mind, the silent mind, is already so difficult. To stabilize it and went in is even more difficult. That's why the awareness-based meditation is not what you think. It's a very, very different type of meditation. It involves stabilizing your true mind, your nature, so that you understand clearly what that nature is. Then when you understand, you will not be deluded. You will not be deceived. Then the two, they are so near. That's why when she come out of it, she become like normal again. Then the aggregates come back, everything come back. So this type of meditative transformation and experience is very important. It allows the cultivator, the meditator, to develop a lot of understanding. That's why I say this spiritual understanding is not easy, because it involves three aspects. The condition for my mind and the unconditioned. And that for my mind, which is the vehicle and the two karmically conditioned for you to come. So these three has to be understood. Based the conditioned world, the nature's law that governs life and existence, the unconditioned, which is beyond the condition. Then the form and mind, which is karmically conditional for you to arise. What is this? What are those two? This is the whole scope of cultivation. It is not taught in the Theravada tradition. Even Mahayana also didn't explain it this way because they cannot link. They cannot have the understanding of the whole of this cultivation and practice. Mm. So with that, I will let Alicia continue with her reporting. Sadhu, Alicia.
Sadhu, Bratio, Kanan, Bratio.
But it will take you a while. It can be a few years before it stabilizes until the level I can explain to you.